At the intersection of Naylor Mill and Northwest Roads, the cars and trucks occasionally pass by. It's just north of Salisbury and is an agricultural area. As one looks out, there is a large farm field where 10 chicken houses are slated to be built. They're known as Contained Animal Feeding Operations, or CAFOs. We stand with Gabby Camerata, a resident who lives down the road from the site. And she is a member of Citizens Against Industrial CAFOs. She looks out into the field and imagines what this plot will look like once these chicken houses are built.
Well, what we can imagine is about 10 600 by 60 foot chicken houses all lined up in one big row. And so we can imagine, you know, just going straight down the road with multiple chicken houses and some really large stormwater ponds.
The land is surrounded by small developments, some with expensive homes. They are dotted with signs opposing the project, taking aim at the impact on the paleo channel that runs underneath. But there's another underlying concern, again, Camerata.
We have some friends that are some real estate agents, and they told us for sure that our property values would definitely decrease if some, a mega industrial scale CAFOs were to come in the area, because nobody wants to look at that. Nobody wants to drive by it. Nobody wants to smell it. Nobody wants to deal with all the truck traffic.
It all began when the local newspaper reported plans for the new chicken houses, and word spread. The owner reportedly decided then to scale back the number of houses from 13 to 10. And suddenly, the Wicomico County Council began holding public hearings and meetings, including those with top state environmental officials. And they got an earful from the public. Indeed, a local resident read a statement by Bill Twilley, who owns the farm across the road from the proposed site.
Across Northwest Road, I own 130 acres and five homes, none of which want mega chicken houses as neighbors. My health is such that I may not live much longer. I honestly pray that I will not live to see mega chicken houses on this land. Bill Twilley.
During these meetings, local officials heard objections ranging from health concerns to the potential for damage to the paleo channel aquifer that runs beneath the area.
Yes, if you put something on the ground, it's going to percolate down into our aquifer, as that study shows.
It's been documented that anyone living near these operations are no longer able to even open a window. We hear talk of barriers, but I've not heard of any barrier that can maintain air quality.
And County Council President John Cannon said he understood the reaction from the community.
It was an unexpected surprise to everybody in the community, to the county council, to the community, and anyone that's been impacted by it. The houses that they're building now are much larger than what anyone is used to, and I can understand the shock factor as to why the citizens are concerned about that.
Perhaps the most sensitive issue is the potential for damage to the aquifer. During one public meeting, Gary Kelman with the Maryland Department of the Environment told the audience that there should be no runoff from the operation.
The bottom line is no discharge of manure, litter, or processed wastewater from the production areas of the animal feeding operation will occur if the permit is adhered to.
But residents were skeptical, particularly with the infrequent inspections and the dependence on neighbors to report any suspected violations. In addition, the residents said there was a threat to the aquifer from airborne particulates and ammonia. But the Naylor Mill Road project forced the county council to draw up new regulations with setbacks similar to other counties now struggling with a backlash of their own. But residents wanted setbacks of at least 1,000 feet. Cannon dismissed the studies that residents said call for such a setback, and then he turned to an economic argument.
When you do 1,000-foot setbacks, that increases the amount of property by acres and acres as far as what is required. And we didn't know if that would be sustainable based on, the resources in Wicomico County.
When it comes to health concerns, the council has noted that the local health department issued a report did not find enough evidence to conclude there was a danger from these large operations. But during the last public hearing, the county council heard complaints that there wasn't public input into the health department report. And Gabby Camerata with the citizens group opposed to the Naylor Mill project was highly critical of its analysis.
The research questions developed were narrow and restrictive and prevent a full and appropriate evaluation of the data and research. As a result,
studies and evidence highly relevant to the community health were excluded.
In addition, while Cannon says the county must rely on the state to deal with health regulations, opponents say the county does have a right to issue health rules for these large operations. In the meeting, there were a large number in the audience who wore big buttons indicating their support for the new regulations. And Bill Satterfield with the trade group, Delmarva Poultry Industry Incorporated, watched from the back of the room as farmers and growers got up to address the council. They included Christy Parker, a Waucomico County farmer.
And I appreciate the fact that you all have gone to so much trouble to try and find a compromise for such a long span of time and listen to so many people on both sides of the issue to try and find a compromise that would satisfy all of us.
And Lee Richardson from Willard's, who has worked all of his life in the poultry business.
I'm in 6 chicken houses every day. I'm 45. I started probably when I was 6. I mean, we're inside there every day. And most of them that I know, 90% plus, because I might be forgetting one or two, don't have health issues.
There are also plans for another site near Hebron. During the final public hearing, before a decision is made on the new proposed regulations, local resident Nicole Kopensky issued a plea to keep these operations out of what is called the core metro area of the county.
Having this facility in the metro core will negate all future use for the parcel and the surrounding areas. No amount of buffers or setbacks are going to cure the ugly. They're not going to cure the stench, and they're not going to protect our health.
And the new rules provide for a 400-foot setback from a home or similar buildings not on a farm, along with a requirement for buffers. For the large fans, the setback would be 500 feet. County Council is expected to be making its final decision soon on the new regulations. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.